range 8.5 miles, range rate 77 feet per second and closing.
Spider Gumdrop Houston, we're about 1 minute LOS Carnarvon. We'll see you over the Huntsville in about 8 minutes.
Okay, Houston, what did you decide about that post after I get up there? Should I grab dock or not?
Okay, Jim, we're looking through here. There are a couple of things that we really would like to have, and that's some pictures taken of the ascent engine area, and we would like to get the rendezvous radar corona test.
Okay, it depends when I break out in the sunlight and what I can do for you.
Okay, very good.
I don't want to go into darkness wondering how we're going to get the probe fixed.
Okay, we understand, and have you talked this over with Dave? We haven't heard his comments on the probe.
Dave, can you hear him?
Roger, Houston, you copy Gumdrop?
We've got Gumdrop here, but I'm going to lose you in just a few seconds. We'd like to have your comments on the probe, too, over Huntsville up here.
Okay, and be ready to give me a go for the pyro arm there, too, please.
Okay, very good.
And this is Apollo Control at 98 hours, 13 minutes. Carnarvon has LOS. We'll miss the honeysuckle on this revolution, the 62nd revolution. Next station to acquire will be Huntsville at 98 hours, 19 and a half minutes. You heard during this pass the RCS propellant quantities remaining, system A 74%, system B 66%. The crew in Spider has done the first mid-course, very small corrections. And you heard a discussion pertaining to the request from Jim McDivitt to dock very shortly after the rendezvous because of the possibility of a problem in the drogue, probe rather. We do want to get some photography on Spider, particularly the ascent engine section and the area in which staging took place. And Jim indicated he would try to do as much as he could, depending on how much time he had available. He does not want to wait too long toward darkness before he tries to dock, however. It's now been 17 minutes and 5 seconds since TPI. And we're looking for a rendezvous very close to 30 minutes after TPI. We do not have a precise time yet. It'll be right at 30 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. Spider coming up on the Huntsville now.
West.
Spider was doing the second and last mid-course as we acquired there.
Gumdrop Houston, we're copying you through the Huntsville. Next 5 minutes.
Okay.
And Gumdrop, in regard to your last request, we have no TM here at the Huntsville in regards to that power arm.
All right, understand.
Go, Gumdrop, Houston.
Raj, we're going ahead here. The only thing I could think of when I pulled is that my finger slipped off the switch before it got all the way out. Other than that, I just can't think of a thing.
Raj, that's about the only thing we can come up here with, that you didn't hold the switch long enough, Dave, I guess, how do you feel about it? You think it's anything, any problems?
Retract,
and I had the bubble pulls, which said it had extended
all the way. Then I right now, Dave.
Okay.
6,000 feet at 30 feet per second.
Okay. 6,000 feet is the first braking gate.
Okay, we copy you. Right on the braking schedule, Spider, and we'll see you over Hawaii in about 3 minutes.
This is Apollo Control at 98 hours, 27 minutes. Huntsville has LOS. And Spider, right on the flight plan numbers at that first braking gate, which called for 30 feet per second at 6,000 feet, and that's exactly what he called out, as showing on his rendezvous radar. As you heard discussion on the probe during this pass, Dave Scott has come to the conclusion that maybe he didn't hold the switch in long enough during the undocking. He has tried it since that time, and it appears to work properly. We'll come back up at Hawaii at 98 hours, 30 and a half minutes. This is Mission Control Houston at 98 hours, 29 minutes. Up some air-to-air prior to acquisition, as we have on another site or two. We're 32 and a half minutes away from the TPI burn now.
Let's see, to dock with this class I have. Okay, I'm at 950 feet, 10 feet per second.
Okay, that looks pretty good.
Gumdrop Houston, we've got you through Hawaii now, good and solid, and I copied your last transmission. Sounds great.
Roger.
Down again.
Yeah, I'm just thinking one of us isn't right side up. Well, you've got contraptions hanging out all over. About 370 feet.
Okay, looks closer than that.
Yeah, doesn't it though? Okay, you got your camera up so you can take a picture of my bottom here?
All right, Roger. Why don't you come all the way in and stop and then pitch over?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Come on in and stop, and then you're going to take over station keeping and I'll pitch around.
35 minutes since DPI.
Give me a mark next time you turn your thrusters on.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark.
How does that sports car handle, Jim?
Pretty nice.
Thank you.
a big black hole where an engine used to fire.
Okay. Take a picture of it, I guess.
I've got a couple. Why don't you just keep going the way you're going?
Okay.
Got another 20 degrees to go.
As a matter of fact, and I can even see the chamber right now.
Okay, fine. Why don't you take a couple of pictures of it and we're going to maneuver back around.
Okay, this will be 2 degrees in a second.
Okay, go ahead. I've got the pictures. Give me a mark before you start, will you?
Okay.
I'll maneuver now, Dave. You ready?
I guess the next order of business is to get set up.
Time to get set up and let's get on with the rocket.
Okay, you want to station keep on me?
I've got it.
You got it.
Gumdrop Houston, we're standing by for your logic and power arm.
Roger, Houston. Thank you. Logic on my mark. 3, 2, oops, stand by. Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Raj, copy. And Gumdrop, Houston, you are go for pyro arm.
Raj, understand. Go for pyro arm. Pyro's on me, yeah. It's a gumdrop here. I've got the probe extend retract switch and retract. I've got two barber poles.
should have a couple gray, I believe.
Roger, gumdrop, we copy.
Okay, I'm holding now with a 60-degree left roll. Could you stand by 1 second while I turn the docking light on for you?
Sure.